Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
On Wisconsin's Morning News, Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Znansky, live with us this morning.
What's going on, guys? Spaldy doing traffic this morning. Jack of all trades. How about that?
We just plug him in where he's where needed.
Right.
Love that.
So interesting.
Did a great job.
Interesting week ahead. You've got the Trump rally in Racine today, Niz. They're talking about, you've got Milwaukee high at 90 degrees today. You think it might be a touch warmer there in Racine this afternoon when the president takes the stage?
Possible. However, he is going to be down at Festival Hall, which is right downtown, right along the lakeshore. Not only along the lakeshore, it is a spot that kind of like sticks out into the lake. So consider it like, if you're not familiar, like, you know, if you're down by like Discovery World or something like that, where like literally you're like out on the lake. So very good chance that he gets, that it will actually be a little bit cooler than other places, maybe in the 80s, maybe even 70s, but still very humid.
So for rest of the week, then, we get this cooler, relatively cooler day on Thursday that at least gives us a break. I know you talk, I think you were the one who first told me, like, heat actually kills more people, these extended heat waves, than like any other weather event. Is that right? Did I get that right?
Yeah, it depends. Lightning is up there, too, and flooding is up there as well. But, yes, heat can be, in many years. Like, if you have a good, like, if you have a really bad summer where there's, like, you know, crazy heat waves in, like, big cities that, you know, like the Chicago's, the Minneapolis, the places that, you know, aren't fully accustomed to this, that's when heat could very much rise to the top as far as deaths go. Thankfully, here in southeast Wisconsin, we're not quite at that level of heat. The humidity is there. It just could be much worse. Dew points have been around 70. A lot of times when we have really huge heat waves where we're well into the 90s, the dew points could push as high as close to 80. And that's when you start getting the heat indexes like 110, 115. We're just not there yet.
Is this week we have our longest day of daylight this week, right? And then we start turning back the other way?
Yeah. So the funny thing is while we've been basking in this heat, it's still officially spring. Summer officially starts on Thursday, which is also the first day of Summerfest, which is also the longest day of the year. So, we hit our peak on Thursday. Kind of crazy though to think of it that the first day of summer, after that, the days start getting shorter. People don't really like put the two of those in your head, but, and then all of a sudden they'll shortly become more noticeable as you pass, after the fireworks on the 4th of July, you start noticing it getting a little bit darker sooner and sooner. Yeah, that's just the way it goes.
Hey, Niz, Tacos and Tequila is back at the Rock.
Right.
I think it's this weekend. You went last year. You making a return trip? Or no?
I am not this year. It was tempting. Another all-star lineup again. and it's not because, you know, of the mishaps that happened last year. It's probably just because it's best for this 42-year-old to take a year off.
This can only go every other year for Tacos and Tequila. I recommend it. All right. Thanks, my friend.
All right. We'll see you guys later.